Welcome to Beyond the Prep, a podcast dedicated to providing information and insights into the bodybuilding sport. This podcast covers a wide range of topics from finding a coach to the struggling of competing, nutrition, supplements, cost, and much more. I'll be talking with competitors so you can hear their stories, judges, coaches. If you're interested in sharing your story, send me a note at skapach40@gmail.com. Welcome to Beyond the Prep. I'm your host, Sherry Kapach, and I'd like to welcome today, Julie. Thank you for coming and taking the time to join us.
Well, I know it's a
busy day, crazy day, getting on stage soon. How are you feeling?
Exhausted. Yeah. But excited.
Yeah, it's good. Is this your first show?
No.
So you've done this previous?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So what got you into bodybuilding?
Actually, I am ex-military, and one of my brothers passed away, and his girlfriend at the time did a show, and I went to support her, and I won my entry into a show, and that's what got me started.
Oh. Yeah. So how did it go? Like, what did you think of this, getting into it and everything like that? What
was your... In the beginning, it was terrifying. Yeah. I swore it was going to be a one-and-done thing. I never wanted to do it again with everything I had to go through, and I just got hooked. So, yeah. Yeah. The experience of being on the stage, the athletes you meet, the coaches, all of it. I got hooked.
Nice. So how long have you been doing
it? 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
About me? Well, this is actually my comeback right now. Last August, I was hit by an ambulance on a motorcycle and broke every single bone in my foot. I didn't think I'd be able to ride again, didn't think I'd be able to train again, didn't think I'd be able to do any of it again. So I pushed, I got myself better. I still fight through pain all the time, to walk, to wear the shoes, to train, but I'm here.
Good for you.
Thanks.
That's great. How long of a recovery was that?
Well, it's been over a year now, so
a year and a half. Wow. Good for you. And how are things feeling?
Good. Sore. Yeah. Like I said, I fight through the pain most of the time. Foot flat is okay, but like some workouts, I have to switch the way I put my foot position, or certain ways I can't lift weights. And same thing with the shoes. My feet aren't, they can't do that arch for that long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I get off the stage, I can't wait to get those shoes.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Still some work in progress. Wow. So you have children?
Correct. I have two girls.
And how do you prep and everything with having kids? Like, you're a single mom?
Correct. Yep.
Wow.
So they get separate meals, and then I get my own meals. They're a little older now. When they were younger, it was a little bit more difficult because it was like literally separate meals. But now they're old enough where they kind of just, if they're hungry, you make something. I deal with my own. So, yeah.
So how do you handle that? Like, seeing what they're eating compared to what you have to eat?
Initially, first couple of shows was difficult. And now it doesn't even bother me. I could be around anybody eating anything now. It doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, is that right?
No, it just becomes like a habit after a while.
Nice.
Yeah. I stay pretty clean and lean pretty much all year round anyway. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not too many struggles.
No.
Yeah. Wow. So what do you wish you would have known when you first started that you know now? Is there anything out there that you're like, oh, I wish I would have known this back then?
A lot of the body composition, right? I was pretty overweight when I first started training, and I dropped too fast, where I could have held on to some of that and then built it into muscle as opposed to just losing it all and trying to build from there. Didn't have the knowledge at the time, right? So I just let it all go, and then now it's 10 times harder to get it back.
Yeah. Wow.
So
slow and steady.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. I dropped fast. I dropped in about 5 months for that competition. So.
Oh, wow.
I dropped it from 62% body fat to 20% in 6 months. So,
holy man,
way too fast. I was not the best. Like, I was sick afterwards. So, so it was bad. I would definitely not recommend doing that.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough. So, with somebody that's thinking of competing and they asked for some advice, what would be the best advice you would give them?
Do it for yourself. Not for somebody else. There's too many people that do it because they're like, somebody's pushing them, or they feel like they have to do that to get in a better shape or whatever, do it for you. It's a good experience. Amazing people that you'll meet. It's actually a huge family. We all have tight connections and stuff like that. Like it's something that you get hooked on really quickly, but you got to do it for yourself, especially if you want to stay committed to it. It's got to be for you, not for somebody else.
Right. Good advice. Yeah. For sure. So on that note, then, do you see yourself continuing? Like you say, you get hooked to it. It is.
Yeah.
You said you thought for sure it's one and done and you were going to end that. And it's like, nope.
What's yeah, 100%. I want to do a Vegas show. So I'm working my way to it. Yeah, I'm working my way to that. And actually, the girl that I'm here with this weekend, it's her first show and she's my athlete. So we're going to be side by side on stage.
Oh, that's
yeah. Exciting. She wanted me to compete with her. So we both trained together. We worked together. We did everything together and we're going to get up there together.
Oh, that's so exciting. So you're a coach as well.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So how is it in a coach's perspective? When you're coaching your athletes and things like that, do you always make sure they're a good fit for you or it's always been just?
No, 100%. Like it's, I want them to be on the same level as me, obviously, like same respect level. I want them to be dedicated to it. Like if you're, like I said, do it for yourself, right? Because you'll find so many people that are, they start and they're like, eh, well, that's a lot of work for me to put in for you too, right? So yeah. not just yourself, but this for me as well. So dedication and stuff like that is a huge thing. But yeah, so I kind of interview them. They kind of interview me, right? Good fit. Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah.
We have to be on the same page. We have to want the same things, right? Yeah. So yeah.
And good communication.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah. So. Well, she's like literally my sister now. So yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, that's great because yeah, then you can share whatever. Like they feel that they can share with you and the trust is there and the confidence and things like that.
Yeah. Well, that's important as a coach, right? Like you have to be available all the time. They get nerves. I get nerves. I'm nervous. I'm already talking to my own coach. Like I have a coach too, right? Like even our coach has a coach. Like,
oh, absolutely. Every coach has a coach. Yeah. And everybody needs a coach. I feel personally.
Yeah.
Like always someone to support you and that you can confide in and all that means a lot in this sport.
Yeah,
and as you said before, it's a small community, I find, but they're so supportive.
Exactly.
Everybody's so supportive. And it's nice to come to a show and realize that we're all in the same boat. We're all hungry. We're all tired.
Yeah.
We all just want to get on stage and do our best and then go and relax for a while, right?
So,
yeah. We all want to eat. Yeah, that's fun. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you go and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Hopefully I get out there and get to watch you on stage.
Thank you.
Super exciting. So it's you and your client both on stage together?
Correct.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. That's exciting.
That'll be excited. So exciting.
Thank you.
And when you go to Vegas, well, that'll be pretty cool.
I'm excited for that, yeah.
Is that next year?
Correct, yeah.
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 Perfect. All right, I will let you go because I know you got things to do.
I want to thank my guest today and my listeners for joining me at Beyond the Prep. If you like this episode and want to make sure you don't miss any others, please subscribe. You can also find us on YouTube.